Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Cultural misunderstandings cost American businesses alone over $2 billion a year, according to an early study from the U.S. Committee on Economic Development, which is why global entrepreneurs assuming that an English-only approach to international markets can be a costly belief. Global language expert, entrepreneur, and CEO of leading translation company, the Spanish group Salvador Ortega, explains the critical connection between business success and language. And Mr. Ortega, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us as well. So I'm going to start out with a really basic question. With free online translations platforms readily available, why would a company or person pay for a translation? Let's start there.
Sure. Well, usually the most important point is that it's for legal liability. So anytime that a company is either making a representation online or producing any sort of material to be distributed, they can't usually have a free online translator producing the content. It needs to be somebody that's able to confirm that the translation is an accurate and correct translation.
Yeah, that certainly does make a lot of sense. Thanks for the response. Now, the U.S. Committee on Economic Development estimates that cultural misunderstandings cost U.S. businesses over $2 billion a year. We mentioned that as we led into this program. Can you tell us how language misunderstandings could play a role in this?
Of course. So generally people that, let's say if it's an English-speaking company, if the company is, all the material is usually in English, they're serving an English audience. If it's a Spanish speaker, they only speak Spanish, they don't understand any English, they're not going to be that inclined to purchase from that English-speaking service unless it's like a family friend or somebody is saying, yes, this is a good service, you can use it. They're not really able to like understand or gauge the quality for themselves or really be sold, because you can't sell a product to somebody that doesn't understand what you're selling. So with that being said, it's basically consumers, they're not going to be inclined to purchase from services that or purchase products that they don't understand what it even is. So that those companies are losing those customers. And instead, if you're offering a service or a product in their language and you're able to have the marketing material, customer service, et cetera, in the language that they speak, you're able to convince those customers a lot easier.
Yeah, thanks for your response. Most helpful. Now, I understand also your company has won recognition from both the regional and national Inc. 5000 list for your rapid growth. Can you tell us why your company has grown this rapidly, especially in a field that seems to have a lot of competition?
Yeah, so we've always been internationally minded since the beginning. What that means is we look at translation as a global solution. We look at translation as something that everyone in every country can potentially need, professional translation services, as well as businesses in every country. Most other competitors are limited to their geographic area, as like you'll see like Houston Translation Services or, in Mexico, like Mexico City Translation Services. Whereas we are just focused on being in every country where we can possibly be and expanding from the ground up with a business development in each country.
Certainly do appreciate what you do in this space and for taking a moment to be with us here today. We're speaking with Salvador Ortega. He is the CEO and founder of the Spanish Group and Inc. 5000 Enterprise, delivering expert translation solutions in over 90 languages globally here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, here's a curious question of mine. What are the three top languages for people needing translation services, and has that changed over the past few years? And if it has, what has created the change?
Sure. Well, the top three languages are Spanish, Mandarin, Chinese, and English. Those are really the top three that are the most in demand for all types of services, really, if it's either immigration or human resources documents or legal contracts. And That corresponds somewhat with like the most populous languages, the languages that also have the most economic weight behind them in terms of like the GDP of the countries that speak those languages. So it kind of makes sense. Very recently, though, we have seen an influx in Ukrainian. So it's definitely not like the top three, but it's definitely one of the ones that's the most. It's a pretty accurate representation of the world events nowadays that we're getting a lot of Ukrainian requests from around the world, from the Ukrainian refugees that are immigrating into other countries and needing their documents translated.
Well, I'm kind of surprised to hear some of the feedback on the Mandarin and the increase, even though it makes sense in one aspect, it doesn't in the other. But interesting how the Ukrainian demand is picking up quite a bit as well. Now, it's often said that English is the language of business. Can you tell us why it would be important to have translations provided in other languages and why simply defaulting to English isn't sufficient?
Sure. Well, it's echoing the previous point about how you're able to serve customers. You're basically able to have an audience that you didn't have before if you're translating into other languages. So if you're translating into Spanish and your website was never in Spanish before, now you're able to serve a Spanish-speaking audience. Also, it's really important to not only look at the consumer, but you have to look at your staff as well, because if you're training your staff to also speak, either if you have staff that you hire that speaks another language, they're going to be better able to serve those customers. If that staff member themselves, if they don't speak English that well, and let's say they're being trained for the job, but they don't speak English that well, if you provide them training documentation in their language, they're able to understand that better. An employee that understands how to do their job better is able to do their job much better. They're able to be happier. Customers can definitely tell when an employee is happy or unhappy. I'm sure everyone has had experiences with unhappy employees. So it's an employee that's happy and able to do their job well, they're going to represent the company a lot better. And it's really just a virtuous cycle where that'll just help increase sales for businesses.
Mr. Ordorica, we certainly do appreciate all the information shared and the insight and, again, what you do in this space. In conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to share or make mention of as we do conclude today?
I would just really recommend if a company has staff, if a company has staff that would benefit from, let's say, like a Spanish employee manual translation or human resources documentation translation, it's definitely important to provide that in their language so that they understand how to do their job better, just like I said, because it's going to reduce employer liability. It's going to help increase customer satisfaction. It'll help increase employee satisfaction. So it's definitely a step forward in the right direction for any business looking to expand or better their product.
Totally agree with you on that. And thanks for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on the Spanish group, where's the best place to check you out online?
Listeners can visit thespanishgroup.org. And they can learn more about the services that we offer and professional translation solutions.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, listeners, that is thespanishgroup.org. Mr. Ordorica, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dye. Have a great day.
And you too, and much appreciated. We've been speaking with Mr. Salvador Ordorica, the CEO and founder of the Spanish Group, an Inc. 5000 enterprise delivering expert translation solutions in over 90 languages globally. And once again, for all the details, visit thespanishgroup.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.